This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The State Health Department and Kaiser Permanente are expanding testing across the Front Range for healthcare workers and first responders. The move applies to both members and non-members of Kaiser and anyone referred by the State Health Department who's considered essential to public welfare. Testing locations are in Loveland, Lafayette, Westminster, Lakewood, Aurora, Lone Tree, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo. El Paso County is getting more than $125 million in federal relief. The Gazette reports the county plans to share the funds with cities and towns to cover expenses related to coronavirus. Colorado Springs is set to get the biggest share, $37.5 million. A major water project in southern Colorado, the long-awaited Arkansas Valley Conduit, has gained more traction, KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The conduit would channel water from Pueblo Reservoir to six counties in the lower Arkansas River Valley. It was first authorized in 1962, but the project has periodically stalled because of funding issues. Data from the state shows many drinking water systems in the region have naturally occurring radioactive contaminants. Sam Braverman is with the Bureau of Reclamation. He says this is the latest development to get the ball rolling.
We've started final design for the first 12-mile segment of pipe, which would stretch from east of Pueblo to Boone.
In February, Congress allocated $28 million for the conduit. An additional $8 million was requested in the president's budget for next year. The Colorado Water Conservation Board has also approved $100 million that the legislature has yet to approve.
That's KRCC's Abigail Beckman. This is CPR News.